Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Silman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. It's great having you join me today. And as always, this is an opportunity to have a great conversation about topics that are really relevant for your life and well-being. So thanks for tuning in, and I really want to remind everyone who may be listening, maybe just for the first time, maybe you haven't gotten there yet, but please go to my website, which is What Women Must Know, and also my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know as well, because I send out these radio interviews, these podcasts every week, so you can be sure to get them in your inbox or get them from my Facebook page. And there are also lots of other special reports and ongoing information that I share with you. So those are two wonderful places you can go to just keep on top of things and, as I like to say, get empowered with truthful information so you can make those informed decisions. And today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. We're going to talk about hormones, but we're talking about how to get your hormones balanced naturally. That means without the use of hormone replacement, bioidentical hormones, and other hormones, even the pill, which is used so frequently now to balance so many of women's hormonal issues. So we're going to explore solutions. We're going to explore a deeper understanding of what's going on with women's health, with their bodies, and how to get everything back into balance. A really important show, so I'm so pleased you're with me today. And to help us understand what's really going on with our hormones and to get a very unique perspective on how we can renew, regenerate, rejuvenate, and rebalance our hormones, my guest today, my special guest and a special friend, is Angelo Druda. And Angelo has been on the show many times before. It's been a while since I've had Angelo on. And because I've had so many inquiries recently from women with all sorts of hormonal issues and symptoms showing up and really causing a lot of distress for them, I thought it's time to get Angelo back. So just a little bit about Angelo. He is a certified practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine and member of the Australian Natural Therapist Association, and he is also the founder of Traditional Botanical Medicine and the author of a wonderful book called The Tao of Rejuvenation. And Angelo is my go-to man. I work a lot with traditional Chinese tinctures and remedies to help me stay hormonally balanced, so this is what I personally use. And he also has such a wealth of knowledge and information. And it's my pleasure to welcome him to the show today. So hello, Angelo, and welcome.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much.
So it has been a while, and I always love having you on the show because these conversations are so profound to me. I love the perspective of traditional Chinese medicine because it is an art and a science that's been around for 1,000 or more years and has such a profound understanding of the functioning of our bodies and our energies and how to bring things back into balance and how to regenerate these important essences in the body. So I consider you a master Chinese herbalist. I know you're very humble. You wouldn't say that, but I say that. And I always learn from you, Angelo. So so it's great having you back. And I thought we'd explore the whole perspective from a TCM model of women's hormonal self. We can throw in men, too, so men don't go away. We'll talk about you as well. But let's start with the women because that's always such a problem for women. So from a TCM perspective, let's start at the beginning. From a TCM perspective, can you explain what hormonal balance means?
Well, it's interesting. We're using a medical system whose founders had no concept of hormones. The founders of traditional Chinese medicine, this is a pre-industrial era form of medicine, really had no way to observe hormonal flows in the body. And But they did observe that when the body was brought into a condition of balance and harmony, they did observe that the regenerative, the healing potential of the body was unlocked. And people healed and people balanced. Nowadays, in this modern era, every practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine is well aware of this whole matter of hormonal balance. And interestingly enough, as you were mentioning, Chinese medicine actually was the first system of medicine to have a gynecological specialty. I mean, Chinese medical doctors understood that the complexities of the female physiology was unique and that it was a unique specialty. So even so, it is 2018, where practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine in the West, in the modern era, we still resort to the same principles, which is if we can find the pattern of imbalance, if we can diagnose the exact nature of the imbalance, treat that imbalance, harmonize the imbalance, eliminate the imbalance, then the hormonal flows in the body will be restored. And we see this every day as we practice this traditional specialty of gynecology. And so if there is organ balance, if there is energetic balance between the energy, between the essences and fluids of the body, if those are brought into balance, we notice the hormonal flows balance out, harmonize, and people get happy.
So I want to say that I don't know how long have we known each other. I came to you as a patient in Australia. You're now here in the States practicing in Northern California, but I first came to you in Australia, 25 years ago, Angelo? It's hard to tell, just time seems to change.
It's been so long we can't even remember.
No, we cannot even remember. But I came to you because I was having all these hormonal issues going on in my life, and I think it was dealing with digestion and, I don't know, you know, hormone issues, depression, it was a variety of things. But for the past 25 years, you have really been one of my go-to people to help me regain hormonal balance, to support me during times of stress, help me go through perimenopause, menopause. You have always been there. And I have worked primarily with the customized formulas that you have made for me that has kept me hormonally balanced my whole life, because I've never used hormones. I've never used any type of hormone replacement ever. And it's a testimony to what you're doing and to the power of this medicine, because I haven't, you know, I don't have any issues, and it resolved any of the symptoms, the hot flushes, the night sweats, things that were occurring. It resolves them, and it has given me that profound personal experience to know that when we can regenerate and rebalance these systems, we can eliminate not just the symptoms, but actually get onto a higher footing of good health. So we don't have to rely on hormones. We don't have to rely on bioidentical hormones, which are so popular right now. We can find another path. So I want to talk about that path, Angelo, but I think before we do that, it might be helpful to talk about some of the basic terms that are used in Chinese medicine, such as the kidney energy or the Jing, the things that people need to know when we delve into this conversation a little deeper. So can you do that? Just kind of give us those basic fundamental concepts, and then it'll be easier for people to understand what we are talking about as we look at some of the solutions.
Well, the basic concepts that will apply to this consideration are concepts relative to hot and cold and deficiency issues. Chinese doctors observed that the body could stimulate an inflammatory process, something we call inflammation today. They would call it heat, a heat pattern, a damp heat pattern. We know it today as inflammation. So they would observe that organs under stress or organs toxified would generate an inflammatory process which threw the body out of balance. They also observed something which is fundamental to Oriental medicine, and it is a concept that still really has not penetrated the Western model of healing and the medical model, which is this concept of deficiency, that an organ can be deficient. In other words, the act of living, just the very process of living, is using up substances and energies that we have inherited from our parents and our ancestors. At birth, we all inherit what is called a prenatal inheritance of energy, of essences. So we get this inheritance from our parents, and then to some degree we're also manufacturing energy, chi, essences as we live. And so early Oriental medical doctors observed that the body becomes deficient over time. Organs become deficient over time. Energies and essences wane. If you're going to look at a description of what the aging process is, well, there is a waning. There's a waning of the life fire, and there is a waning of the life essences. And this concept of deficiency is so brilliant and so critical to health, well-being, and longevity and rejuvenation. And so Chinese doctors, early traditional practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine, they actually discovered approaches and substances that could actually put back into the body, could actually put back into the organs of the body what just the very act of living is taking out of the body. And in those days, they turned to the place where we turned for food, nature. So they turned to nature as a source of these medicines, as a source of these regenerative substances. So this concept of deficiency, and so much of the practice of Chinese medicine, is to determine the exact deficiencies and find ways to tonify those deficiencies. And this is just something which is so amazing and satisfying to practice, is when you actually determine the deficiency and you give the patient, the client, the things, the substances, the combinations, the formulas that address those deficiencies, and you watch those deficiencies become resolved, and then you see a reestablishment of the regenerative flows in the body. So this whole concept of treating deficiency, it's so critical to the matter of hormonal balance, and it's just utterly critical to the matter of the practice of longevity. Geriatrics in Chinese medicine is put back into the body what life is taking out of it. And so the concept of deficiency, that concept of heat inflammation, there's also concepts relative to excess patterns, finding the organs that are working too much or stressed too much, finding ways to relax those patterns of excess and bring the patterns of excess and deficiency into balance. Once again, when you do that, these vast regenerative chemistry in the human body becomes magnified, and those regenerative flows in the body, which are primarily hormonal flows, are restored. And I can make a similar testimony as you just made. We're about the same age. I have used Chinese medicine now for many, many, many years without the introduction of hormones. And I've been impressed by what it actually affords me and human beings as far as preserving the body, preserving bodily physiological balance, and continually regenerating the hormonal flows in the body.
So when you talk about deficiencies, it's like stress and life and illness and aging process, just the those natural experiences that we all go through. If we're not in balance, if we're not nourishing ourselves and staying centered, calm, whatever, we can start using up the energies of that's related to certain systems, certain organs. So when we talk about these deficiencies, it's really an inability of these organ systems to have their needs met so they can function optimally. Would that be a good definition?
That's a very good that's a good definition. If you look at the definition of the aging process that comes out of Oriental medicine, and we've talked about this before, and I love this definition because it's so to the point. The definition of the aging process in Oriental medicine is the yang consumes the yin. In other words, the fire of life activity dries up and consumes the deeper, moist, living essences in the human body. There is a waning of these deeper, moist, living essences in the human body. There's also a waning of the fire. But the Oriental doctors saw this drying up of the living essences as even more fundamental than the waning of the fire. So, for example, a woman goes into menopause, typically around the age of 50, and the chief complaint or the chief sign of imbalance that women have to endure during that transition is hot flushing. Well, the cooling waters in the body, and hot flushes typically are seen as a yin deficiency. So a woman has been bleeding, having menstrual cycles on a regular basis most of her adult life. So much of these living essences in the body have been consumed by virtue of the reproductive process. And so the water, the yin essences become deficient, and then the fire is out of balance. The yang is consuming the yin. So that is one example of it. An example of when the fire wanes, well, in Oriental medicine, the kidney fire, which is the basal metabolic process, the basal life fire in the body, in the kidneys, well, that kidney fire controls the bladder. The energy, the fire of the kidneys controls the fluids. So as we age and the fire wanes, then people start to observe that they're urinating more frequently. And then what is one of the great signs associated where when the kidney fire has truly waned? Well, incontinence. There isn't enough kidney fire there to actually control the bladder. So, yes, these are descriptions of the aging process, but that description of the yin essences, the watery essences from which the blood is manufactured, from which the menstrual cycle is manufactured, Oriental doctors saw that drying up of those yin essences as fundamental, so that became the statement of the aging process.
And the way that is corrected is with these traditional Chinese herbal formulas or herbal tonics, and or as I like to do with you, with my patients and for myself, we customize them based on various symptoms and indications of what's going on. So you can actually personalize a formula to match the particular pattern. So the use of traditional herbal formulations and the power of these herbs is really the fundamental healing and regenerative essences in nature that can help us regenerate. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, Angelo?
Well, this whole matter of making a specific diagnosis of the imbalance and then writing your prescription exactly so that it conforms to that imbalance. Again, this is one of the great virtues of Oriental medicine, is being able to write the prescription exactly to the person. No two people are exactly the same. We're all human beings, so there is a great similarity of patterns. But you want to determine that exact pattern so that the prescription can be written exactly to the person. And as you're describing, the more detail and the more balance we achieve with that formula, then the more harmony is created and the more we begin to observe the regenerative process to take place. So in the change of life relative to menopause, a Western allopathic doctor might read hot flushes as an estrogen deficiency, and it will be treated with an estrogen supplement. In other words, put the hormone back into the body. Now there is a deficiency of estrogen, and that is what's causing these hot flushes. So we will introduce estrogen into the body, and that will eliminate the symptoms. And then many times it does. But it is not fundamentally dealing with the root issue. It's addressing the branch issue, and it's treating this branch issue of hot flushing by putting something into the body that the body can make itself and has been making itself. So in Oriental medicine, say we nurture the yin of the kidneys, and then we can notice we get the same results as we're encouraging the body to reestablish those hormonal flows. And a lot of this just has to do with blood deficiency around that time of life, yin deficiency around that time of life. You nurture the blood, you nurture the yin, you restore good circulatory blood flows to the ovaries, and you get the residual flows we need to bring the body back into balance. So this was the great classical art of prescription writing. Almost never was just one herb prescribed. Typically, a formula could consist of a dozen ingredients or more, so that all the organs are being harmonized, all the organs are being balanced in order to achieve this regenerative result, this result of balance.
So two things I want to ask. First of all, from a traditional Chinese medicine point of view, what are the concerns about using hormones such as hormone replacement, even, you know, bioidentical, which still uses estrogen and progesterone? What do you see, or what is, you know, from the TCM perspective, some of the issues involved when a woman is choosing to supplement with these hormones? What do you see
when
woman's body?
Well, again, we are as dependent on modern observations and modern research about this matter, and relative to hormone replacement therapy, because there is no tradition for it in Oriental medicine. But the main thing you observe is that, number one, the concern is the side effects of the medicine. It's always a concern of whatever medicine we choose. Healing involves a trade-off. So in our choice of medicines, we want to choose the most benign medicine we can choose. And no one has communicated more about the potential side effects of introducing hormones into the body than you. There are many, many others who have been concerned about that matter. So we do observe that there are side effects in putting hormones into the body. The matter of dosage relative to hormones is so complex that when a doctor prescribes hormones, I mean, this is really the great test at that point, is how do you actually get the hormonal combinations, the entourage effect of all of the hormones that are required, how do you get that dosing right? Well, really only the body gets it right. So without creating then imbalances, you know, the medicine creates the imbalance. So there's that, and we have a lifetime now of observing the kinds of potential imbalances from introducing hormones. And then there's the whole matter of just doing for the endocrine system what the endocrine system can do. And the endocrine system is just always ready to go on vacation. It just gets lazy so quickly. If you do for the endocrine system what it's supposed to be doing, then it gets totally lazy. So we really see this once hormones have been introduced into the body and a person wants to stop using hormone replacement therapy, then there's the whole issue of how difficult it is to come off of it, because the endocrine system has stopped making what you're putting into the body. So it's always a matter of, in medicine, is what is the most benign choice that will create the healing result? And the matter of putting hormones into the body is so vastly complex that we notice that the people that are using the hormones are creating all kinds of side effects that I can leave you to talk about in detail, because this has been so much a part of your work.
Yeah, and one of the things that concerns me when women are diagnosed with hormones, and you know, generally the trend now is bioidentical hormones, and women think they're benign, but actually they have their own risks associated with them, because estrogen is estrogen is estrogen, and if the body isn't able to properly detoxify estrogen, it becomes a very dangerous form of estrogen, very potent form of estrogen, and can lead to damage to the DNA, and that can progress into cancer. So women are misled into thinking this is safe and natural and, you know, there's no side effects, and that's not true. But the other thing is that I always ask women, what's your game plan? How long do you plan to be on these hormones? And as you were saying, the endocrine system gets lazy. It's already deficient, which is showing signs of aging without being able to be restored with the formulas that we talk about. But you know, they don't have a long-term plan. It's like, you know, you're going to be on these in your 80s. What is, you know, is it safe? Is it going to have consequences? Is it going to compromise your health? We don't know, because, you know, we probably haven't done long-term studies on what happens to people who are on these hormones for 30 years, 40 years. I don't think it's it's not the choice that I make. It's not the way I want to go, because there are so many risks and side effects associated with this. So to me, finding another option that is safe, that is actually regenerative, that is supporting the body and making restoring the ability of these systems, these organs, to be stronger, just makes a whole lot more sense.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you on this matter, and I think we're both living proof that as we move on down the path of life, we're not wanting for anything at this stage, because we are not using hormone replacement therapy. So, exactly.
So let's talk about it's also in an allopathic model as well, but there are other systems that are involved in hormones. I always like to say that hormones and hormonal imbalance doesn't exist separate, detached from what's happening within the rest of the body. So to bring the body back into balance and to support hormonal balance and endocrine balance, we need to look at other systems of the body that are major participants in creating balance. So can you elaborate on that, Angelo, from a TCM perspective?
Well, let's talk about some of the most common patterns of imbalance that we see in gynecological medicine. And it is an imbalance of liver energy stagnation, an overactive liver, a spleen pattern, and a blood pattern. So, for example, you live a life, it's a stressful life, we're not always eating the right things, and we get stressed out and we have challenges. Everyone who lives a human life knows about stress and difficulty that can occur, and that does occur. Well, we notice in Oriental medicine that the liver becomes overheated, overworking. The pattern is called stagnant liver qi. There's so much stress in the liver that the energy cannot flow freely through the liver. And when the energy gets trapped in the liver, well, there's a whole group of secondary patterns which then appear. The energy gets trapped in the liver, the blood gets trapped in the liver. Liver inflammation begins to arise, and that inflammation invades into the gut and weakens the spleen. It's an absolute. The liver qi will invade into the stomach and spleen, and the spleen energy gets weak. Well, the spleen energy is critical to blood production. So now you have this pattern of a stressed liver, an overworking liver, an inflamed liver, invading into the spleen, which is a critical organ for blood production. And this pattern is the most common pattern you see in gynecological imbalances. And the formulas that have been developed in Chinese medicine are formulas that harmonize the liver, they boost the spleen function, and they nurture blood production. And these formulas are actually quite miraculous and profound. What happens as you harmonize the liver and you strengthen the spleen and you strengthen blood production? There's just a whole range of gynecological imbalances that are resolved. So much.
And can
of
you,
the,
can, what are ahead. They, Angelo? Can you mention what they are?
Well, all of these common premenstrual patterns, the premenstrual patterns of imbalance that show up as the cycle approaches the onset of the period, sore breasts, distended breasts, the emotional difficulty that women may experience in the premenstrual phase, digestive upsets you mentioned earlier, and then the painful periods, the difficulty with these periods, clotting and pain in the menstrual cycle, excessive menstrual flows, scanty menstrual flows. So many of these imbalances can be traced to this pattern of a liver imbalance, spleen and blood deficiency.
Do fibroids fit into that pattern?
Well, fibroids fit into the pattern, certainly, and fibroids are the result of the pattern being unaddressed for a long period of time. And you were talking about the dangers of hormone replacement therapy. Well, we see this even with natural hormonal flows in the woman's body. The liver function, because the liver is stressed and not functioning optimally, it's also not doing its job of purifying the blood optimally. And one of the things the liver is doing is purifying and cleansing and releasing any of these negative estrogen metabolites that perhaps have not been properly metabolized. So you see, when the liver is not functioning well, then it's not purifying the blood well, and you can begin to get something like an estrogen buildup in the body. So when we see these sore breasts, and breast distension in the premenstrual phase, it's almost always going to be a sign that the woman is retaining estrogen, which we absolutely do not want her to do. And when that pattern of liver stagnation and retaining estrogen is allowed to persist, and again, this is something that I never want to see go on for a long time in a woman's case because of these estrogen-positive diseases. Well, fibroids, really, so when we see, you know, the development of fibroids in the uterus, you pretty much have had this pattern of liver qi stagnation persisting for a good time now. The estrogen is feeding the growth of the fibroids. And the principle in Oriental gynecology is when things don't freely flow, they begin to grow where you don't necessarily want them growing. In other words, if you imagine being hit on your arm, say you get a strong hit on your arm and you begin to get a bruise there, well, what is that bruise? What is that purple bruised area there? Well, there was blood flowing there in the circulatory system. The trauma has damaged the circulatory system, so they're no longer freely flowing. So they're becoming stagnant in a particular area, and you can see that purple stagnation. Well, that's the blood that's not freely flowing. And you can also get something to start to grow there. You can get a hematoma there, which is blood stagnation. So it used to be freely flowing. Everything was good. Something caused that flow to not be free, and it becomes stagnant in an area, and now you have a neoplasm. You have a new growth there, something new beginning to happen. Well, fibroids are these neoplasms which are growing because energy, qi, and blood are not freely flowing, and that the impact hormonally is it's affecting estrogen levels in the body, and you get the fibroids. So, yes, the fibroids are that pattern of stagnation which has been allowed to continue.
So another way to say this is that if women are experiencing stress, frustration, anger, or if they're eating, you know, toxic foods, processed foods, sugary foods, fatty foods, that it can cause this imbalance to occur in the liver. So the liver becomes, as you would say, would you say it's stressed? The system, the liver energy is stressed, the organ is stressed, and can't properly metabolize estrogen. So it becomes a more dangerous form of estrogen, as I kind of say it from my world. But the liver is a major player in hormones, and if the liver isn't happy, it's going to contribute to hormonal issues and pain and heavy bleeding and lead to more chronic conditions like fibroids. Am I right so far?
You are right so far. You know, we all know the liver in the West as the blood purifier. Oriental medicine understands that function, but it also observes that the liver is regulating the flow of energy in the body, and all the fluids of the body need energy in order to flow. Energy is what makes things flow. So we see the liver as a great blood purifier, but we also see the liver as a great regulator of the flow of energy in the body. So if the energy gets stuck in the liver, and it's this almost the highest point in the body, then all this energy is stuck in the upper area of the body, and it's not flowing freely down into the lower part of the body where the menstrual cycle is happening. So the liver, if it's stressed, if it's not working well, then it's not going to do a good job of purifying the blood, in as we've been discussing, and it's also not going to allow the energy to flow freely to all points in the body. So yes, the liver is, it's crucial, and the liver absolutely reflects what's happening to us emotionally and psychically and physically. You know, who can claim to have an absolutely stress-free life? Well, the liver is reflecting those stresses. And as I've often said, when a student of Chinese medicine is studying the liver and beginning to learn about the unique pulses of the liver, the professors will tell you, well, you're never going to take a perfectly healthy liver pulse because every liver is dealing with the stress of just being alive. So the liver is critical in so much of Oriental gynecological medicine, and so many of the great, great classic formulas in Chinese medicine. They begin with working on the liver and restoring proper liver flow. And the beautiful thing about the liver, as you know, is it's so ready to rejuvenate. There's so much regenerative capability in the liver.
So liver is critical for hormonal balance. And then we need to also talk about why digestion, a healthy digestive system, which includes in Chinese medicine, it's the spleen, but also the stomach, energies and meridians and systems are also so important. I mean, we think of hormones just related to the ovaries, I guess, or testes, but actually it's more than that. So can you just talk a little bit about why the digestive system and a healthy digestive system and a balanced digestive system is another player in hormonal balance?
Well, because this is where the blood is being produced. And a healthy diet produces healthy blood, and a healthy lifestyle and a happy liver produces healthy blood. And the menstrual cycle in women, well, the Chinese just defined it as a blood cycle. I mean, it's rooted in blood. And the matter of digestion, well, if you have poor digestion, then the body's doing a poor job of taking those raw ingredients that we put into the stomach. The body will be doing a poor job of manufacturing, extracting, and turning those ingredients into healthy blood flows. And I wrote in my book, The Tao of Rejuvenation, about the practice of blood cultivation. And there are two parts to the practice of blood cultivation, which is critical to health and longevity. The first part of blood cultivation is ensuring that the blood is pure. In other words, put pure substances into the body and the blood will be of pure quality. Put toxic substances into the body and the blood will be circulating in the body carrying all these toxins. So the first principle is to maintain pure blood. And the second principle is to ensure that the body is producing an abundant supply of blood by choosing the right foods, by maintaining digestive health. We then maintain an abundant supply of blood in the body, and therefore we're getting abundant supplies of blood to the endocrine system, which is manufacturing the hormones out of these blood flows. And of course, as we get older and the circulatory pathways tend to shrink because the nitric oxide levels are dropping universally beyond the age of 40, and so the blood pathways are narrowing, well, you have an abundant supply of blood that's opening up those blood pathways. If you just allow these scanty blood flows to persist, then the narrowing continues. So an abundant supply of blood ensures circulatory health, it ensures cardiovascular health, and it ensures that we're getting an abundant supply of raw materials to the endocrine system, which are going to produce the hormonal flows.
So there's then the third part of this puzzle, and that has to do with, you know, in the West we would call the adrenals, and traditional Chinese medicine it's more the kidney energy system. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, this is the, we talked about the kidneys, the basal metabolic process. It's the base. It's the life process at the base of the body. Chinese practitioners of Oriental medicine observed that the kidneys contained kidney fire, what has been called the kidney yang. In other words, in order to have life in a human body, you need living fire and you need living water. Well, the kidneys store and contain this kidney yang, this kidney fire, but they also contain this kidney yin, the kidney water. And the fire in the kidneys interacts with the kidney yin water in the kidneys. The fire burns that yin essence, and it produces energy, qi, and in the kidneys. So the definition of the location of the aging process, so many Chinese doctors say, well, the aging process is defined, it is localized in the kidneys, at the base of the body. The waning of the kidney fire and the waning of the kidney water is causing the waning of the kidney qi, the kidney energy. And that is just happening over time. And again, as we talked about earlier, depending on your inheritance, I mean, if you're from a strong, healthy, long-living stock, then you have a little bit more prenatal inheritance to work with, say, from someone who is not from that stock. But even in that, even in those people, there is a natural waning. And when the kidneys are totally deficient, then the body is released. But Chinese doctors noticed and observed that process. And then so much of their work was, well, how can we restore what life is taking out of the body? How can we restore the kidney fire? Well, you have this moxibustion where you go to an acupuncturist and he burns a little mugwort on your kidney points and he puts the fire back in your kidneys, and the middle of winter and you have this terrible cold and you can't get rid of it, and he burns a little moxibustion on those kidney points and the kidney fire is restored and you get up from the table and, all right, yeah, I'm back. So there are very many ways to restore the kidney fire, using fire itself, using herbs that nurture the fire. Well, and they also discovered substances and approaches to nurture the kidney yin. And again, as we talked about earlier, what's the most common sign in gynecological medicine of a kidney yin deficiency? Well, that midlife hot flushing that's part of the menstrual cycle turning off. And so they went into...
And wait. I mean, I also want to say, and it's night sweats. And it's getting up at 3, 4 a.m. in the morning without being able to sleep. And it's poor hair growth. And it's the skin not being nourished. So you tend to have drier, more sallow, lifeless skin, right? I mean,
No, exactly. These are the signs and symptoms. You're describing the signs and symptoms of these particular patterns. Exactly.
And also the role of the bones. I mean, the kidney energy helps regenerate bones. When that kidney energy, when you're stressing, depleting these energies, you're also more vulnerable to loss of bone.
Exactly. In Chinese medicine, the kidneys control the bones. And why is that? Well, because the kidneys are stimulating the growth hormone that nurtures the bone tissue. And it's a very dense tissue, as we know. So as this kidney deficiency begins to appear, then we're not getting the hormonal flows to nurture the bones. And this depletion of bone density is so much a part of the aging process.
So, you know, the take-home message from all this, which I think is so profound, is that we have, through the use of traditional Chinese medicine, through the use of these customized herbal tinctures, and I have to say, you formulate them, you make them, they're from organic herbs, so you want to always find the right person and have the right ingredients and the knowledge to put it together. But the thing that so inspires me, Angelo, is that through the use of these formulations and an understanding of what is behind issues of bone loss or night sweats or insomnia or fibroids or endometriosis or PMS or whatever the issues are, you can restore the balance in the body properly. You can bring about hormonal balance. You can support healthy rejuvenation and regeneration. You can have a longer, healthier, more vital life without putting drugs in. I mean, the medication used for osteoporosis, for instance, is so toxic and so dangerous and so carcinogenic and destroys bones that it just makes me want to scream. And here we have the herbs, the earth, regenerating the underlying issue that is causing bone loss safely and effectively. And for just about any of the issues that women and men are being challenged with. Maybe we can just, in the short, we only have about a minute or so left, Angelo, so I know it's kind of a challenge for you, but just mention why this is also true for men.
Well, it's exactly the same for men, ultimately. We don't have the same hormonal cocktail that creates life in a man's body. It's a different combination. With different dosing, but the waning of the life fire, the waning of the kidneys are as pertinent to men as it is to women. Okay, so men turn 50, they're all not complaining of hot flushing, but you will notice around 55 there is a kind of universal, the complaints relative to hormonal deficiencies begin. I don't know what's happening. I feel kind of depressed. I don't have any libido. I'm just not the same guy I used to be. And so it is the same waning of the life fire. It is the same waning of the yin essences in a man. Chinese doctors kind of personified the woman's body as being personified by the blood. And they personified the men's body by being personified by the chi. But what everybody is complaining about is the fact that these things are waning and the body is aging, which in itself is not a problem. We don't have to try and maintain hormonal flows as they were when we were teenagers. In fact, this can be another complaint with hormone replacement therapies. You're putting kind of rocket fuel into an old model car. And the car actually rides on different hormonal flows now that are just as much a part of balance for this stage of life. So it really is the same with men. And I'm a man and you're a woman, and so you have used practices that are perhaps more specific to women, and I have used practices that are more specific to a male's physiology. For example, there's no reason to use hormone replacement therapy, testosterone replacement therapy. The testosterone can be maintained and nurtured using plants that are natural testosterone precursors. Just as we can boost the cardiovascular and the circulatory system by using substances that are natural nitric oxide precursors. So it really is the same for women and men. Women have this unique reproductive physiology because they're going to carry the newborn and give birth to the newborn, but it's fundamentally the same laws of physics that we're trying to address, male or female.
So So everyone, now you know why I really love the use of traditional Chinese medicine, why I've been working with Angelo for so many years, because I've seen personally how profound and healing and hormonal balancing it is for me and my patients. Just kind of wrap this up, we've come to the end of this great conversation, but I encourage you to visit Angelo's website, which is TB for traditional botanical, tbmedicine.com, T like in Tom, B like in boy, medicine.com, and to pick up a copy of Angelo's book, which is a fantastic book called The Tao of Rejuvenation. Great information in there, Angelo, as always, and his website has great information, and he works with people. You can consult with him, and also I work with his formulas and with Angelo in my consultations for women and occasionally men who'd like to get a bigger, more inclusive and comprehensive program going. So you can check with me, check with Angelo for consultations, and all these are virtual, by the way. You don't need to see Angelo or myself in person. We have the use of videos, conferencing, all sorts of ways we work with people. And just reminding everyone that there are natural, safe, effective ways that we can restore hormonal balance and health and regeneration, rejuvenation to the body. So thank you, Angelo Druda, for being with us today. You're always an inspiration, and I just love talking to you. I learn from you all the time. You've been a great mentor in my life, so I just want you to know how much I appreciate you.
Thank you, Cheryl Selman. Thank you so much. Good to chat with you again.
Absolutely. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us for this conversation, because it's always such a great opportunity to keep learning and growing and expanding and finding answers. You know, that's what I'm all about, is always scanning the horizon to share with you and with me the best solutions I could find. So this is another great experience of how we can get our hormones back on track naturally, safely, effectively with traditional Chinese medicine. So thank you for listening. And as I always like to remind you, please always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.